got above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.
I mean, and because we had sound problems a few weeks ago, and so I have to check, so please forgive the interference. But anyway, welcome everybody to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. This is the flagship program here, Prophetic News on Blog Talk Radio. And we're also heard on what was the Rapture Ready Radio Network, which the name has changed now for some of you that have been looking for us there. It is now called Christian Sentinel Radio, and that's with an S, Sentinel Radio. And so that's how you'll find the network, which is the network of Jackie Alnor. We're also heard on Eternity Ready Radio Network. And we have a YouTube channel that's under my name, Susan Puzio. And we have our website, propheticnews.com. And our book, Seed Faith, Can a Man Bribe God? they certainly try. They certainly try to bribe God. And biggest Ponzi scheme going, a friend of mine and I were just talking before the program, and we were saying that how the federal government doesn't really crack down on religious organizations for their financial schemes, and they really don't. But of course, they would have to crack down on the biggest scammer going, which is the Catholic Church. Now, the Catholic Church, they've been running these Ponzi schemes forever and these miracle selling schemes. And so that's how they built St. Peter's in Rome, is they were selling indulgences, which if you were raised Catholic, and I was, and I'm no longer a Catholic. I figured that out when I was about 12. But anyway, for some people that may still be Catholics, it's a cult and it's a false religious system, but they would sell indulgences at the time in the 15th century. There was a man that ran around, and he's pretty famous, Johann Tetzel, and he would tell people that if you give money, you can pray your relatives out of purgatory. And if you don't know what purgatory is, it is a Catholic place of cleansing, that when you die, you can't go to heaven first because you have to be cleansed. There may still be some sins in your life, and so you can't enter into heaven, so you go to purgatory, and people can pray you out of purgatory. They can say masses for you, and of course you have to pay for the masses. It's a big business. You can pray your crazy relatives out of purgatory, and you can say 10 Our Fathers and 10 Hail Marys, and you can do novenas. There's all kinds of things you can do to try to get your relatives out of purgatory. But anyway, it was very, very lucrative. It's been very lucrative. It built St. Peter's, and it's kept the Catholic Church going all these years, is the false gospel that they preach, where you can buy things from God. And it's the same with these phony preachers, which they can't get it straight in their head. I don't know. I think they might have some psychological problems. If you have a Bible, you're responsible for reading it. And especially if you're preaching to people, you better read it. And so you can rightly divide the word of God. But these people, like some of the people we're going to talk about today, Paula White, one of the biggest flock fleecers going, and Todd White, we're going to talk about him again because he was moaning again about people talking about him. And, oh, my goodness, I don't know how he can take it. But, and we're going to talk about Jerry Falwell Jr., who made a big boo-boo, needless to say. These people, they get so rich. Now, Jerry Falwell Jr. is the son of Jerry Falwell, who's passed away. And Jerry Falwell started Liberty University. And of course, he was famous for his moral majority. And he was Baptist. I mean, he was Baptist back in the day when Baptists had good doctrine. They could preach a salvation message, that's for sure. Oh, they could scare you out of hell. They could do it. And if you went to a Baptist church, you knew that you were going to hear a good salvation message usually, but that's not the case anymore. But anyway, his son, Falwell Jr., runs the university, Liberty. And he even had that crazy Paula White over there. He even had her there at a student gathering. And where they gather all the students together in the auditorium, and they have these guest speakers, and they even invited her there. And he was even promoting her like she was legitimate. I was like, uh-oh. I mean, come on now, stop already. You're the president, one of the largest, probably of the largest, and I put it in quotes, Christian university. You have an apologetics department there, where you teach the difference between truth and heresy. They have a school of ministry where people can be trained to be pastors, et cetera. And you mean to tell me that you bring somebody like Paula White over there and you legitimize her? What? I couldn't believe it. I was like, crazy. It was crazy. And really, the main reason he had her there is because they were all cozying up to the president. And instead of having some kind of backbone, these men just embraced her like she was something, somebody getting, you know, going somewhere to happen. But no, I don't care who she cozies up to. I don't care if she says she's the spiritual advisor to the Pope or to Queen Elizabeth or whoever, the Sultan of Brunei. I don't care who she's friends with. She's a heretic, and she can't get that through her head. She keeps moaning about it, too. Another moaner. And a couple of weeks ago, she was moaning about it again, how somebody, she was never called a heretic until a few years ago. Somebody actually said she was a heretic. See, now I can't hear myself. There we are. Here for some reason. So let me try this again. But anyway, we were talking about poor Paula, that she was so unhappy because people were calling her a heretic, and she's not a heretic. She says she's not a heretic, but I think if you say things like, Jesus told you that 1,000 people are supposed to give $1,000, I think that could be heresy. I think that could be heresy. I think it could be. Yeah. So I don't know why she doesn't get it, but she doesn't get it. Or maybe she doesn't want to get it. I don't know. But anyway, she's welcome to come on this program anytime. If you would like to come on here and we'll talk about it. you're welcome to come on. You're welcome to call into the show. And if you have any questions or comments, she probably doesn't care about talking to me because I don't have a national platform as far as I'm not on television and I'm not on Fox News and I don't hang out with the Washington elites. So it's possible she wouldn't want to talk to me, but you're welcome to come on here anytime and we'll have a chat. So you're welcome to call into the show and you're welcome to email me even. Able to reconnect the call. All right. Sound is on. Okay. I don't know what's going on, but anyway, we're back and we'll finish this program today. But let's talk about Jerry Falwell Jr. here first, because he's an interesting character. And just, I guess this past week, there was a big scandal where, and I have the picture, if you're on my show page, there's a picture of him standing next to a girl. Now here, you know, Jerry Falwell Jr. is the president of, I believe it is the largest Christian, I'll put it in quotes, Christian university that doesn't stand for too much because, like I said, they brought in Paula White to speak to their student body, which there was probably, there was thousands and thousands of students at this meeting, and he made her seem like she was a legitimate Bible teacher or something, which, please. Anyway, so he's the chancellor and the president of a university, and he's also the son of a famous evangelical. And he did it to himself, like, how dumb can you get? He puts this picture of himself, and they're on his yacht, and of course, when you have $3 billion, now billion with a B, in endowments and cash and buildings and whatever, $3 billion, and of course the endowments aren't going anywhere, so he's not going to lose his money. So when you have that much money, it's like Jesus said, it's very hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom. Now, I'm not saying that's the case with everybody, because some people have money and they can handle it. But here's this guy, the height of arrogance, really. He posts this picture, and you see the picture on the show page, but you can also see it on the internet with a video that they did, that he was having a party on his yacht, and there was people, they were imitating some kind of trailer park TV show, which I never heard of and I don't care to watch it. But anyway, they were imitating these people and they had cigarettes in their mouth. Whether or not they were really smoking, I don't know, but they had cigarettes in their mouth, and there was girls in various states of dress or undress, I would say, scantily clad. Anyway, but of course, I guess if you're on a yacht, you're going to go swimming and you probably would have a bathing suit on or whatever. But and then this girl is his wife's assistant in the picture, which he said later, because there was speculation, like, why does he have his arm around this woman and her pants are half unzipped and his pants are half unzipped and his underwear are showing? And it was a very curious picture, to say the least. Why would he even put it? He's the dummy that put it out there. And so now it made international news. It made the headlines of some of the top internet newspapers, which have millions and millions and hundreds of millions of hits every day. So it was a big scandal. And so his excuse for putting the picture out was that she couldn't get her pants zipped because they didn't fit her. But my question is, if your pants didn't fit you, why would you wear those pants in the first place, especially when you're going to a party with the chancellor and the president of the university? Now, personally, I would not wear that outfit if I was going if I was going to a party with the president of my university, I would not personally wear that outfit. So that was a lame excuse as far as I'm concerned. Yes, and married with children. Yes, married and has three children. So embarrassing to his family, obviously, but crazy. I mean, you know, just crazy behavior. And he's not trying to hide it. He puts it, I don't know if he put it on Twitter or Instagram or what. Nobody would have known about it, but he put the picture up there like it was a joke. Well, her pants don't fit, so my pants won't fit either. Come on. Really. So anyway, now his board, I guess they have to try to do damage control here. They have to try to do some kind of damage control. Of course, he'll be back because he's not going anywhere. They're not kicking him out. But they've temporarily put him on. He's taken a leave of absence. He's taking a leave of absence, and I'm sure he won't be posting any more pictures of his yacht parties. Oh, dear. It's like, what are you thinking? You know, I mean, who does that? Just crazy. It's one thing, like, if you're just, you know, Joe down the block or something, you post that picture. But when you're Jerry Falwell Jr. Anyway, here's the news report from their local station in Virginia.
Jerry Falwell Jr. is out as the president and chancellor of Liberty University. The announcement comes days after Falwell posted this picture of himself on social media with his pants unbuckled and unzipped. WDBJ7's Eric Miller has been following this story tonight. Good evening, Eric.
Oh, good evening, Melissa. This announcement was made just before 5 this afternoon. It followed a meeting of the Executive Committee of Liberty's Board of Trustees. The committee requested Falwell take an indefinite leave of absence. Falwell agreed. First, it was the photo showing Jerry Falwell on a yacht, his pants unzipped, his arm around a woman later identified as his wife's assistant. Then, it was the apology, Falwell calling in to Lynchburg radio station WLNI to explain himself.
I promise my kids I'm going to try to be a good boy from here on out.
Falwell claimed the photo was all in good fun, a joke because neither he nor the woman could fit into their pants.
She's my wife's assistant, and she's a sweetheart, and I should never put it up because it embarrassed her.
Condemnation was swift, with some prominent evangelicals, including North Carolina Congressman Mark Walker, weighing in. Walker, who serves on a music faculty advisory board and is a former instructor at Liberty University, said, quote, Falwell's ongoing behavior is appalling.
I just think that there is a code that leaders have to live by, especially when you are leading the largest Christian evangelical university in the country.
According to Liberty, Falwell's leave of absence is effective immediately. We reached out to Liberty and several members of its board of trustees for comment. Those requests were declined. The board's decision comes after a string of recent controversies involving Falwell, including when he posted this photo of a mask with a picture from Governor Ralph Northam's medical school yearbook. Some Liberty faculty and students called for Falwell to step down at the time. Others left the university entirely.
Now, Chairman of Liberty's Board of Trustees, Jerry Prevost, released a statement just over an hour ago saying this was a decision that was not made lightly and which factored the interests and concerns of everyone in the LU community, including students, parents, alumni, faculty, staff, leaders of the church, as well as the Falwell family. Now, certainly a developing story that we're going to be watching closely. Melissa?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I guess. Well, they should have been taking note. They should have been taking note when Falwell put Paula White up on his podium there and I'm wondering where the board was there on that decision. Yeah, I'm wondering. It should have been done a long time ago. It should have been done a long time ago. Let me see. I might have a little bit of that audio here. Let me see if I have that audio here. Let me try this one and see if this is it. That one wasn't very good. Let's try this one. Nope.
What that means. They're not booing me, Paula. They're saying Jerry. I hope that's true. Anyway, before I introduce our speaker, I want you to meet somebody who's become a dear friend of Becky and me this year. Paula White was one of the key people who she exemplified what a Christian woman is all about. I believe the Trump family loves evangelicals and what Christians stand for because of her witness. I mean, she lived in the same building with them for years. She's just the...
What are you talking about? Paula White exemplifies what a Christian woman should be when Paula White herself and her husband... in a sermon in the year 2015, and you can see the video, you can actually see the video of this debacle on YouTube if you go to look for Paula White, Another Adulterous Marriage on YouTube. That's the name of the video, Paula White, Another Adulterous Marriage. And if you go to about minute 8 of that video, Paula White and her husband are telling people to watch porn from her pulpit. So what are you talking about? Crazy people, crazy. And then even one time on Sunday night at Paula's church, when she got down on her knees, and I'm going to put this video up. I haven't put it up yet, but she got down on her knees and she was preaching about the woman that washed Jesus's feet with her hair. She was putting perfume on his feet. But this is a different story than what Paula was doing. Paula gets down on her knees in front of her husband, and her husband, Jonathan Cain Friga, is sitting there, and the guy can't believe that she's doing this to him, but she takes off his boot And then she takes off his sock, and then she starts writhing on his foot. Yeah. Yeah. This was a Sunday night sermon that she talked about. Yeah, she talked, you're talking about it. Yeah. Talking about it there. Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, what does it take for people to figure out what's going on out there? You know what? So I'm not surprised. There was another scandal that Jerry Falwell Jr. was involved in 2018, May of 2018. There was a lawsuit filed. I'm not exactly sure of when the suit was filed, but it was filed by a young man. And here's part of the story, says that influential evangelical leader Jerry Falwell Jr. went into business with a young pool attendant. He and his wife met while staying at a luxury hotel in Miami Beach. And probably I would say that this lawsuit is probably sealed now. You probably can't even look at the documents, but it says that the suit was brought by a father and son who claimed that after they helped conceive of the business, the pool attendant and Falwell wrongly cut them out of it. The suit says that while Falwell Jr. and his wife were guests at the Fountain Blue in 2012, they developed a friendly relationship with the pool attendant, Giancarlo Granda, flew Granda in a private jet, and eventually backed him in a business venture, setting up a hostel that offers low-cost dorm accommodations. And part of the lawsuit was that this pool attendant had some photos that were damaging photos. That's what he said in his lawsuit, is that he had damaging photos of the Falwells. But anyway, I can't prove it one way or the other because I haven't seen the photos, and I don't know if they were produced to any attorney. Somehow Michael Cohen was involved, and I don't trust Michael Cohen at all. But anyway, they paid this guy off. They settled the suit out of court. And usually, if you have to settle suits out of court and you don't want to go and defend yourself, you're usually trying to hide something. That doesn't happen in every case, but I don't know why he would settle this lawsuit and pay this person if there wasn't something there. But anyway, he denied, Falwell denied the allegations of the damage.